we're going to go deeper and really understand what they're talking about. So if we look at the first pasuk, we start with Daber Hashem el Moshe le'mor. Hashem speaks to Moshe saying, Daber el kol adat b'nei Yisrael. Speak to the entire congregation of b'nei Yisrael. Ve'amar t'lehem, k'doshim t'yiyu, k'kadosh ani Hashem elokeichem. So speak to the entire nation and say to them, you shall be holy, right? For I, Hashem, your God, I am holy. And right away, the Mefarshim pick up on the language here. It's interesting. It's Daber al kol adat b'nei Yisrael. Usually, it's just speak to b'nei Yisrael. What is this word adat? So if we look on the second page of the short sheet, Rashi, right off the bat, says, it was said at a time of Hakel, everyone is together. Really the fundamental that because of the fundamental teachings of the Torah are really all dependent on this parsha. So obviously that sounds a little bit strange. Why is it that this parsha? Why not other parshiot? What's talking about? And the Chizkuni, Chizkia ben Manoach of the 13th century, he comments, "Melamed sheparsha zo ne'emra b'knus ke'aseret hadibrot." It was said with everyone being together, like the aseret hadibrot. Why? Balama, l'fi shekol hadibrot klulot ba. Because all of the dibrot are within Parsha Kedoshim. And I want to go through Parsha Kedoshim, see how we keep those, how we those 10 dibrot in the first 20 psukim, and I have a chart later that's going to go through all of them, but I want to go through those psukim first, really look at them and see. So we started, right, we had the first two psukim that we read, right, saying, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Obviously that is the first of the Esaret HaDibrot, right? I am Hashem. Ish imo be'aviv tira'u, a man should hear his mother and father. That makes you think of the fifth of the Dibrot, right? To honor your father and mother. That Shiv Tzai Tishmoru, you should keep my Shabbat. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Pasuk Dalet. Al Tifnu El Ha'ililim, you should not turn towards other gods. Elokei Masecha, molten images of gods. Lo Ta'asu Lachem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And then, seemingly out of the blue, a little bit, kind of breaking what we've been going with, what we've been learning so far, Pasuk Hay disappears and talks about the Korban Shlamim. The Sea, he's Bechu Zevach Shlamim La Hashem. When you go to give this a Korban Shlamim to Hashem, what is a Korban Shlamim? We'll get into later. Liritzon Chem, Tiz Bechuhu. You give it when you want to. Pasuk Vav. Bayom Zivchechem Ye'achel. So you can eat from this korban from the first 2 days, and on the third day, anything that is left over must be burned in the fire. You cannot have it anymore. If you do eat it on that third day, it is considered pigul. It is considered offensive. God rejects it, and God doesn't want it. That third day, it is offensive. It cannot be existing anymore. You need to get rid of it. The achlav avono yisa. Someone who eats it, he will have to carry his burden. He will have to carry his sin. He et kodesh Hashem chilel, because he has desecrated God's holiness, God's name. And that person's soul is cut off from the nation. So really, really strict, really severe, but doesn't really seem to have anything to do with what we've been talking about so far. We were talking about, like, we were going in the direction of the Aseret HaDibrot, and Pasuk 10 also seems to not be within what we're discussing. When you go to reap your harvest, et ketir atzerchem, from your land, lo techale pe'atzadecha, likor, beleket ketircha, lo telaki. You should not go all the way to the corners. You should leave those corners. and you should not gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shouldn't get everything from your vineyard until it is totally bare. So anything that you drop, you should leave for the poor person and for the bear, for proselyte, however you want to explain there. You should leave those things for those people. Fine. And now we seem to go back to talking about the Aser HaDibro. Lo tignovu, right? You shouldn't steal. So the Psukim are saying, you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't deal falsely with someone, you shouldn't lie, right? I am Hashem. So Lotinovu, right? Don't steal. We see not lying. In Pasuk Bet, Lo Tishavu Bishmi L'Shaker, you shouldn't use my name for falsehood, right? That would make me think of the third of the throat. Tefilasa Etshem Elokacha. You are desecrating God's name, Ani Hashem. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Lo ta'asok et re'acha, lo tigzol, lo talim pe'ulat zechir, itcha ad boker. So you shouldn't, in this Pasukim we're saying, you should not cheat your fellow, you shouldn't deal falsely with them, you shouldn't rob from them, and you shouldn't keep their wages until the next day. If you owe someone their money, you shouldn't, if they work for you, you can't keep their money until the next day when they really need it. Lo tikalel cheresh, v'lifnei iver lo titein mikshol. You should not curse someone who is deaf, and you shouldn't put a stumbling block before someone who is blind. V'yaritza me'elokacha, you should fear your God, Ani Hashem. Lo ta'asu evel b'mishpat, you should not act perversely with justice. You should really be doing what is just. Lo tisam b'nei dal, you shouldn't favor the poor person. Lo tedar b'nei gadol, you shouldn't glorify or really favor the someone who is great. But tzedek tishmor b'itacha, you need to judge your nation with justice. You shouldn't be a gossip monger. Sepharia on the left seems to have a little bit of a different explanation. You shouldn't stand on the blood of your friend, right? That makes you think of, not murdering. You shouldn't hate your brother in your heart. You should surely rebuke your, you should give, rebuke to your fellow man. Lotisa I love hate. You should not carry sin because of him though. Lotikom velotitar et bnei amecha. You shouldn't take revenge. You have to lereacha kamocha ani Hashem. Et kukotai tishmoru behemtecha lotir baki liam shadecha lotis raki liam ubege kilayim shatnez lo yale alecha. We have a discussion of shatnez about not mixing certain things, certain species, not mixing certain different types of fruits and vegetables, and in terms of your clothing. And then pasuk chaf, to just round it all out, the ish ki yishkav et isha shechvatera, the ish shivcha necharefet the ish, the hefzeh lo niftata, o chupsha lo natanla. So someone who he's with a slave woman, and she belongs to someone else. She is someone else's slave, and she hasn't been redeemed, she hasn't been freed. So bikoreti, yeah, it's a little bit of an interesting din. You don't necessarily say right off the bat that they die. Lo yamutu, you don't say necessarily that they die, because she's not fully a free woman, it's not fully considered adultery, it's a little bit complicated. He looked chupasa, right? She's not free. But we do see that idea of some kind of sexual immorality going on. So if you look here in source number 4, I took from the Ibn Ezra, he explains how you really see all of the Aser HaDibrot from the Sukkim that we just went through, right? We see Anokhi Hashem Elokecha being Ani Hashem Elokecham, right? We have don't have other gods. We have with Shabbos, right? We have about your father and mother and respecting them or fearing them. We have not killing. We have we have sexual morality. We have all of these different things that are a part of the Aseret HaDibros. But if we look at these psukim, something that's very interesting is that the psukim are in two main sections. If you look at the psukim, right, you see where I highlighted Ani Hashem Elokeichem and Ani Hashem. The Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem, your God. So that's really talking about the first five of the Dibros, right? I am Hashem, your God, specifically you. It's talking about me and my connection to Hashem. It's not mitzvot for everybody. It's mitzvot that's specific for Am Yisrael, and it's about us and our relationship with God. And in the second half, we see a lot more of the Ani Hashem, just universal, basic ways that you should deal with your fellow man, do or non-do, of just basic values that you should have when you're dealing with other people. And what we said to be something that reminds us of not using God's name in vain, it actually is not in the Ani Hashem Elokeichem portion. It is not in the portion that's all about the way that we deal with God. It's actually in the portion of how we deal with our fellow man. If you look in Pasuk Yud Bet, lo tishavu b'shmi l'sheker, you shouldn't use my name falsely. That's already after we've talked about not stealing. That's already within a separate category. So it's very interesting that we're saying, oh, this is where we learn you can't use God's name in vain. So I want to look a little bit into this and understanding where exactly then is that divor if it doesn't fit in here? And also, what was the whole deal with Sukkim, hey through Yud, about people and then going into Lekat? Seems very much connected, very much not a part of the flow. And I want to look at that and understand what exactly is really going on. So if you go to the bottom of the second page, in Speaker Vayikra, Perek Zayin, we have our first introduction to the Korban Shlemim. It is seen beforehand, but this is the actual halachot of that Korban. And I want to look at it and see if we can gain any insight of why exactly we're discussing the Shlemim right here, and why it relates. So if you look in the Psukim, starting in Pasuk Aleph, Zot Torat Zevach HaShlemim, these are the laws of the Shlemim, that Hashem will bring. Im al toda yakrivenu, dehakriv al zevach atzuta, chalot matzot velulot bashemen, v'rikike matzot, v'shukhim bashemen, v'solet merbechet, chalot velulot bashemen. So we're talking about specifically the korban toda, which is a Thanksgiving offering that's brought, and you bring a lot of food with it. You see, you have chalot, you have matzot, you have these cakes and bread and matzahs and all these different things that you have to bring with this korban. Al chalot lechem chametz yakriv no al zevach tzedah l'shlama. Right? We see again multiple times you have this discussion of the chalot and the lechem. Right? You have all this food. And the pasuk yedaled. So someone will bring it, and the Kohen sprinkles the blood. So with the Korban Toda specifically, you have even less time than the Shlomim that we learned about in our time. You need to eat it within 24 hours. You have 24 hours to eat this Korban, and after that, you're done. No more. You can't have it anymore. And I think something that's really interesting is that you're looking at it, you're bringing a lot of food with this korban. It's not just a few pieces of bread. A lot of food. And the Netziv explains on the Sukkim what exactly is going on. If you look at source number 6, really at the end of it, the second sentence, I need why? Because you want to invite all of your friends. You want to have everyone there with you. It's not just, this korban is not just, you go, it's just between you and Hashem. It's not like that. Your Thanksgiving offering is a whole big get-together. You invite everybody. You can't just have it be between you and God, or just you and the Kohen, because you're not going to finish it. You won't finish it otherwise. And I think that that's something that's so interesting about this korban specifically, the Todah and the Shlomim too. The Shlomim also has a lot of food involved. You need to have all these other people with you. And if you look at where we see the korban Shlomim before this section, before our discussion in Vayikra, and both in the beginning of Vayikra and in our Parsha, we see it beforehand, actually, after Matan Torah. We see it in Sefer Shmot, Perek Chavdalid. And Moshe, right after Moshe tells everybody about all of the different mitzvot that they're going to have to keep, after they're told all the rules, right? If you look in Pasuk Gimel, in verse number 7, Ve'avo Moshe v'yisaper la'am et kol divrei Hashem ve'et kol ha'mishpatim. Ve'yan kol ha'am kol achad ve'yomru kol ha'dvarim ha'asher diber Hashem na'asa. The entire nation says, okay, we're going to listen to God's voice. We're going to do all of it. Na'asa. And Moshe then goes on to write everything down the next morning. And what does he do? He sets up a meeting. And he has Minare B'nei Yisrael, they bring korbanot. And what korbanot do they bring? Shlamim. If you look at Pasuk Hey, right? And the Meshech Chachma, comments on these Pasukim, the Meshech Chachma is Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk from the late 19th century. He explains, what exactly then, what is this Na'asa? V'ya'anu kol ha'am yachdav, right? The whole nation together. Answered by Yomukol Asher Diber Hashem Naase, everything God said we will do. Hine mitzvot Torah yis asher lekohanim. Some of the mitzvot of the Torah are for kohanim. Yis asher lelevim. There are some that are only for lelevim. Yis lekohen gadol. Yis lemelech. The all the Sanhedrin. You have all these different mitzvot, and everyone has their own mitzvot pertaining to them. You have mitzvot that are specific for one type of person and not for other types of people. And you have some that are for people who have land, v'yish l'mishi, yish l'karka, people who have land, but buy, right? Different laws for different people. Rach, b'chlal Yisrael, b'chah ha'tara l'yitkayim. You need all of the people together in order for that Torah to be, in order for everything to really happen. The kol Yisrael arivim zeleza. All of us really are dependent on each other. B'kiyumam kulan v'kablin skar. And when we all do our part, that is when we get the reward. So Han here, Anu Kola Am Yachdav, Kola Shir Diber Hashem Na'aseh, here, when the whole nation together is saying, Na'aseh, we will do, V'klalot Ha'am Ke'echad, Kulam Yachdav Yasu Kola Shir Diber Hashem, V'kol Achad Yaseh Hashayach Lo. So what is this Shlomim? This Shlomim is a korban that's bringing everyone together at once. That is why you see this idea of bringing everyone together. You see with the Meshech Chachma, you see with the Nitziv, that it's a time when everyone comes together to be there before God. You see, it's right after Matan Torah, right after B'nai Yisrael get the Torah, that's when they're saying, we're all going to work as one. And that's what we see with the Shlomim. The Shlomim is all of B'nai Yisrael being together, working together as one. So, what does that have to do with Pigul? Why in the world would that have anything to do with also with our connection with God when we're discussing being with other people? What's going on here? So I want to backtrack a little bit back to you, Sefer Bereishit, for a better understanding of what it means to either desecrate God's name or the opposite, to bless God's name. And from there, we're going to understand how the Shlomim fits in. So in Bereishit, Perek Yudbet, this is right after Hashem appears to Abraham and says, go to this land, I'm going to show you. And Hashem says, V'yomer Lezarecha etan et ha'aretz hazot, I'm going to give this land to your children. V'yivin sham nizbeach v'Hashem hanira elav. And Abraham then goes on to build a mizbeach for Hashem after Hashem has appeared to him. V'yatek misham hahara. Mikadun Levitel, he travels. He doesn't stay in one place. He's moving. And he's going to Beitel, 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 Miyam, Different places. And when he goes to a new place, what does he do? He builds a mizbeach to Hashem, and he calls out in God's name. So if we're looking at it, calling out in God's name, what does that really mean? If you look at the Ramban on these psukim, the Ramban on Pasuk Chet, he starts first with what Unglis says, Pirish Unglis, Hitzpel Hashem. What do you do? Ve'krav Hashem Hashem means he davens there. He prays to God. It's a great time to pray to God. God just told him he's going to give him all of this, all of these children. He's going to be blessed. He prays to God. V'hanachon, Jehaya kore v'kol gadol, Sham lifnei hamizbeach et shem Hashem. According to the Ramban, what is he doing? No, he's standing there. He's calling out in God's name. He's publicizing God's name. Mudia oto eheluto lebnei adam. He's publicizing to all of mankind. This is my God. This is God. Even Orkastin, the place where he had come from, haya milam dam below avu tmoa. Orkastin, he tried to teach them. He tried to say, guys, you should try to be monotheist. Check out this God. And no one would listen to him. The ata kishibba ba'aret hazot. When he gets to this land, when he gets to the land where God says he's going to bless him, here hayalila made ulifarsim halahud. Here he's able to really publicize God's name and show everyone who God is. We see the same thing with Yitzchak. When he goes to the Valley of Grar, and Hashem tells him, right? Hashem promises him, don't fear, I am with you. There also we see the same idea. God appears to him, and then he goes and publicizes God's name. He goes and proclaims Hashem's name, and he's sanctifying Hashem. He's making a kiddushat Hashem. Whenever Abraham or Yitzhak would go to a new place that had not heard of God before, that had not heard of our God, below Ra'u et Kvodo, who hadn't seen his glory, would publicize Hashem's name to those nations. So what we learn from this Ramban is that the Mizbeach and calling is the same thing as calling out in God's name. The Mizbeach is intrinsically connected to calling out to Hashem because you are publicizing that Hashem is your God, and you are publicizing how great he is, and that is publicizing the name of God, and that really is the opposite of pigul, right? It's the opposite of desecration. You are publicizing Hashem's name, you're making a kiddush Hashem, you are showing everyone the greatness of God. And it's no surprise that if we go to the next, you see source number 11, that it's no surprise that right after Bnei Israel get the luchot, right after Matan Torah, in the same parak of Matan Torah, right after the Aseret HaDibrot are given, Hashem tells Moshe to build a mizbeach and to bring these sacrifices, and there, right, that God's name will be mentioned, and God will bless Bnei Israel, and God will bless Moshe. So we see that blessing Hashem's name and the Mizbeach are connected. And I want to connect that to Pigul. What was Pigul? What were we discussing? Go back up to the first page. On the first page, what is Pigul? Pigul is when you don't finish all of that food. You had all that food that you had to eat, and you didn't finish it on time. So what does that mean that you did? That means that you didn't call all those friends over. You didn't go and have everyone come to participate. You decided, I want to keep everything. I want to do it all myself. I don't want to have other people come. And in doing that, you are desecrating God's name, because you had to finish all that food and you're not doing that. And why is it that it's right after in this section, right after a discussion of Avodah Zarah? Because what is Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is choosing another God. Oh, thank you so much for giving me water. Much appreciated. So if you're looking at what is a Vodazara, it is choosing another god. It's not choosing Hashem. It is desecrating Hashem's name. So of course, Tigul has to come right after that. A discussion of desecrating Hashem's name. That is the exact opposite of blessing Hashem's name. Tigul is lo tisa et shem Hashem l'shav. It's using God's name incorrectly. You have the Mizbeach, which is a place where you can call in God's name and publicize God's name in front of so many people, and you don't do that. So you are desecrating Hashem's name. And I want to include an idea that I heard from someone I took in seminary, a teacher, Mrs. Hodi Elsan. She explained, so how does leket fit in here and peah? How is it that leaving parts of your field over for someone who is poor and cannot get food on their own? Of course that fits in, because with the korban shlemim, right, the korban that we're discussing, people, it's about not being selfish. It's about including everyone. It's about having everyone be with you, having all of B'nai Israel come together. And if you are not taking care of your fellow man, then you can't be doing your Avodat Hashem correctly. And with leket and peah, you are taking care of your friends. There's someone who needs food, there's someone who can't afford it, and you are leaving food for them. You're taking care of them. And something that is really just beautiful that we see here is that right when we're discussing how much you need to thank Hashem and how much you need to connect to God, in that moment, we're also saying you need to make sure you're caring for your fellow man. And we see that you can't separate your avodah between you and your fellow man and between us and Hashem. We have the mitzvot that are ben adam l'makom, right, between us and God, and the mitzvot that are ben adam l'chaveiro. And right in the middle of those mitzvot, ben adam l'makom, we see that you need to be sure that you follow the mitzvot ben adam l'chaveiro as well, because you cannot have one without the other. So why is this even here, though? I want to take one more step back and understanding. Great, beautiful idea. Ben adam l'makom, ben adam l'chaveiro, working together, amazing. Into these Aseret HaDibrot, but why are the Aseret HaDibrot even here? It's Parshat Vayikra. It's Parshat Kedoshim in Vayikra. It's not Sefer Shmot. It's not us getting the. It's not us getting the Luchot. So why is this even here? So the last source that I brought for you is source number 12 on the fourth page, and the Ramban explains that. What is this Sefer, right? This Sefer is about the Kohanim and about the Levim, right? It's talking about Korbanot and about the Mishkan. And in the prior Sefer, it was about the Galut and the Geula. It was about being redeemed. It was about our redemption from Mitzrayim, being saved, and about building the Mishkan. And afterwards, we're given all of these commandments of how to deal with that Mishkan in our midst. If you're looking at what I brought here, if we're looking at the very end, the last sentence, after Yagbil HaMishkan, Ki Agvalot Har Sinai Ve'it HaHiot Sham Kavod Elokei Yisrael. So we have all of these different boundaries that we are putting up around the Mishkan, the same way that we have all these boundaries that we have at Har Sinai, to keep God's presence with us. The goal is to keep God's presence with us throughout our lives. And at Har Sinai, right, God obviously was right there with us. And the Mishkan, what is the Mishkan? The Mishkan is us trying to keep that Kedusha with us. Us trying to take the Kedusha and keep it there. That's why we need to have all these boundaries. The Mishkan is being here at Har Sinai because we need to put up these boundaries to keep ourselves sacred, to keep ourselves holy. And that's what Parshat Kedoshim is. That is us keeping ourselves holy. And that, of course, we mention the things that are mentioned at Har Sinai. If we are trying to bring Hashem's Kedusha into our lives, into the Mishkan, and taking it with us. The Mishkan we took with us as we moved through the desert. We're keeping that Kedusha with us as we go through. So when a few messages that I think just really beautiful takeaways is number one, making sure that we keep that Kedusha with us, that we just because we may not even have the Mishkan anymore, but we still have all of these halachot, we still have those Aseret HaDibrot, we still have those things that can make us Kadosh, that can make us holy. And also to keep in mind that our connection with our fellow man is just as important as our connection with God. And if we don't treat our fellow man correctly, then there's no way that we'll be able to serve God correctly either, because the two are intrinsically intertwined. Thank you so much. Have a great night. And I really appreciate you guys all listening.
Thank you, Yael, for a wonderful share. Next week, we have the pleasure of hearing from Mrs. Aliza Joel. Yael, again, tremendous job. Thank you again to Mark and Nancy, Nancy and Mark. And I look forward to seeing you all next Sunday at the same time.
Thank